Jules Verne, 5 Weeks in a Balloon, read by Brian Godwin. Chapter 1. The end of a much-applauded speech, the presentation of Dr. Samuel Ferguson, Excelsior, full-length portrait of the doctor, a fatalist convinced, a dinner at the Travelers Club, several toasts for the occasion. There was a large audience assembled on the 14th of January, 1862, at the session of the Royal Geographical Society, No. 3, Waterloo Place, London. The president, Sir Francis M., made an important communication to his colleagues in an address that was frequently interrupted by applause. This rare specimen of eloquence terminated with the following sonorous phrases bubbling over with patriotism. England has always marched at the head of nations, for the reader will observe the nations always march at the head of each other, by the intrepidity of her explorers in the line of geographical discovery, a general assent. Dr. Samuel Ferguson, one of her most glorious sons, will not reflect discredit on his origin. No, indeed, from all parts of the hall. This attempt, should it succeed, it will succeed, will complete and link together the notions, as yet disjointed, which the world entertains of African cartology, vehement applause. And should it fail, it will at least remain on record as one of the most daring conceptions of human genius, followed by tremendous cheering. Huzzah! Huzzah! Shouted the immense audience, completely electrified by these inspiring words. Huzzah for the intrepid Ferguson! Cried one of the most excitable of the enthusiastic crowd.